Welcome back to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Mary Knoll lay missioner Karen Hallberg Weaver wrote the following about her experiences as a Mary Knoll lay missioner in Juarez, Mexico, working with the Mary Knoll border team. The children in our new neighborhood of Juarez, Mexico, have experienced many new things since our arrival. They are used to having families move into the block, mostly families from southern Mexico, and a few who have returned after living for a while in the United States. But ours has been the first foreign family to move here. We have been warmly received. For 6 weeks in the spring and fall, we offered a morning and afternoon program in our back patio for 20 children. At the request of their parents, we taught English, making it fun with lots of activities. We provided books in Spanish. We played educational games and offered materials for coloring and creating. One of the girls who participated, Anna, is 6 years old. Previously, Anna was not allowed to play outside with the other children because her family was concerned for her safety. The new sense of community support among the parents on our block has allowed her family to feel comfortable letting her play with the other children, not only on our back patio, but also out on the street. She and our daughter, Emma, have become best friends. Beginning this fall, we have taken our program to different streets around the neighborhood, calling it a street library. We drive to the home of a family that has invited us to their street and set out tarps and a couple of benches. Then we invite the kids from that street to spend a few hours reading, coloring, doing puzzles, and playing games. We have found that the kids are thrilled to have something meaningful and educational to do rather than being confined to their homes while their parents work. After the first day on his street, one young boy, Gustavo, said with a grin, "How good it is you came! Otherwise we would have gotten home from school and nothing." As Gustavo and the other children listened with rapt attention to the two stories I had chosen to read aloud, I smiled at their appreciation. Our producer, Michael Ramadan Jones, continues his interview with Mary Knoll lay missioners Jim and Karen Hallberg Weaver in Juarez, Mexico. You're listening to Voices of Our World.
How has your time abroad, not just here in Juarez, but in Peru as well, affected your spirituality?
Well, for me, even though I grew up in a very rural area, our lives in Peru brought me much more in contact with a sense of being part of a universe, part of the earth, as well as the people around me, and how interconnected we are. Also a sense of simplicity. The U.S. culture at this moment in time is so very consumer. Use something and throw it away. And so in Peru, where people have been farming for 1,000 years and in such different ways preserving the land, praying each harvest and each planting season with a sense of how connected, how dependent we are on the earth. How do we act as people of this earth, as a global community, but also an earth community, when we can't see the earth because it's covered with concrete, or we don't want to go outside because it's so hot or it's so cold. And then for me, I think that also what I continue to try to understand and try to make my own is the gift of being with people who are fully present to the present. Primarily, it's not an intellectual faith. People have a connection with right now, because right now is the only planning you can do. And I know that I am somebody who likes to plan ahead. And so one of the things that I have learned is to let go of that more and more, and to try to be less frustrated when things don't go as I had planned, or when what I had planned is not what I'm able to do today, and just, this is what is right now, and to be present to it. And I think it comes with the little deaths that we live every day, again, not nearly myself as much as the people around me, but those little dying to what you planned to do or what you hope to accomplish, with ultimately that sense that we are all imperfect and we all are not going to last forever, that we all, I guess the whole concept of time is so very different. Recognizing how very precious each day is and each moment is, and in that then trying to be present to one another.
Well, I see you raising two young boys here, is that correct?
Two boys and a girl.
I'm sorry, I see two. Family life, how has Laura's redefined family life?
This is the first time we've been overseas with children, and to see what a blessing it is in terms of creating relationships. The first day we arrived, the neighbors came over and started playing with our kids, and at the time our kids only spoke English, and the kids here speak mainly Spanish, but quickly we're playing, and then I was quickly invited over to their house. So it just opens doors. There's a commonality amongst parents that goes beyond language or nationality where it creates bonds. And I think through that, it's changed somewhat how I parent, in the sense that parenting in a broader way, not just my three kids, but here on the block, kids just flock over. Any kind of game I organize, they quickly get very excited and just love the attention that I'm able to give. So a little bit learning from the neighbors. My dad was also this way, where he was kind of the dad of the neighborhood. He would help organize gifts. You can just see the ones that are able to create space for other kids who might not have parents who are quite as present, and those kids find that nurturing they need. And so I think as a father, I want to give them what they need and give them the attention they need, but it's rich to also help them begin to broaden out to see that, you know, we're all part of the same family. So how we can help include other people into our lives and not just focus on our nuclear family.
And at first for our son, who's the oldest, it was very difficult that his dad was out there playing with all the other kids. And because he wanted Jim to play particular games and he wanted him to be focused on him. So it took a while to be able to let go. And partly also it took him learning Spanish and making friends. And then now he loves to be out there with the other kids just as much as Jim does.
Mujeres de Juárez ya no quieren ni salir a la calle. Las mujeres de Juárez ya no creen en nada ni en nadie, y tienen razón, su vida no vale nada.
Mary Nole missioners are serving in 17 countries around the globe, applying their skills and knowledge to respond to the basic needs of the poor and helping to create a more just and compassionate world. Our guests today, Jim and Karen Hallberg Weaver, along with their three children, Daniel, 7, Emma, 4, and their new brother, Jacob, 7 months, whom everyone calls Panchito, are some of the many Mary Nole missioners currently in the field in Africa, the Americas, and Asia. Many of Mary Nole missioners' projects address civil and human rights issues worldwide. And as advocates for social justice, Mary Nole missioners also work inside the U.S. to address global issues, to teach new perspectives, and to promote solidarity. For information on how to support or join the Mary Nole missioners, please visit www.mklaymissioners.org. You're listening to Voices of Our World.
It sounds to me, from hearing you speak to me, that maybe the key to successful living is taking the focus off yourself a little bit. And maybe in America, everyone is so self-focused on the day and accomplishing things that they miss the little things, such as family, opening up community. If you, for your children and their future, what values do you wish they would learn from this experience in Juarez, being growing up as you, as youth, as young children here in Juarez? What values do you hope they're able to bring away from it?
Well, I think stepping outside of our own culture, no matter which culture that is, we often learn a lot about our own culture. So I'm hoping that they can realize and I'd be critical of our culture, but both good and bad, you know, and in that sense, take in the best of the U.S. culture, and as we're here in Mexico, take in some of the best of Mexican culture. You know, some of that would be what we were just speaking of, where, you know, your lives are often lived in conjunction with your neighbors here, because you need each other for security, and people are often living with less material things and being very happy in doing that. So I'm hoping our kids can recognize that consumption is often pushed on us by advertising, so that as they experience just what it's like to go play with kids with nothing, you know, no Nintendo, no, just playing in the street, and what a gift it is to recognize how much we get from each other, whether it be through playing or through sharing the same faith. You know, most of my neighbors are Catholic, so there's a commonness to life in that sense. So.
Yeah, a sense of community, of the that our family is much broader than our immediate nieces, and how much joy that brings. And one that we're still working on, that I hope that our kids would learn, is the sense of giving people. To me, it still is something I can't comprehend, how people give from the very, very best that they have on a regular basis. My tendency would be, well, this is my very special thing. I want to give it away only in a very special moment. That doesn't seem to be the sense here, that you're constantly giving the very best of what you have to others, and I'm sure it's in the sense that you also receive from others. But I would like for our kids to learn to be able to really share, in the sense also of not needing so much, and to be very gracious, recognizing, boy, I'd like to give this because I know this person would really enjoy it. And also, I think a sense of, I've been blessed with it, and now I want to bless somebody else with it. The way also that the cosmos works, where there's a sense that we receive what we need when we need it, and then when it's no longer needed, we can pass it on to somebody else, and what we do need will come in time. And to just be sort of at peace with that, let it be a flow, easy flow.
Sounds like a stress reliever.
Mm-hmm. Also,
yeah. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today. I'm here with Jim and Karen Hallberg Lieber.
Is building walls the answer to illegal immigration? Email us at radio@maryknoll.org or go to our website, www.voicesofourworld.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-MARYKNOLL. That's 1-877-MARYKNOLL. Well, that concludes today's program. Mary Knoll Lay Missioners Jim and Karen Hallberg Weaver are just two of the many voices of our world. I'm your host for this week's show, Eileen Bott. This program was produced by Michael Ramadan Jones. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Mary Knoll. Please visit our website at www.voicesofourworld.org, where you can listen, learn more about our program, answer our weekly question, or subscribe to our podcast. And please join us next time for more Voices of Our World.